B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A police officer who allegedly used a truck to euthanize a deer has received death threats. The Alberta Serious Incident Response Team said that it had been directed to investigate the circumstances. The police officer responded and then killed the deer in an incident that was partially recorded by a bystander on cell phone video. The video shows a police truck repeatedly running over a wounded deer on a city street.
Yeah. I saw some of the stills from it. It's pretty disgusting.
National group Animal Justice said they're empowered to lay criminal animal cruelty charges against the police officers.
Couldn't they just blow it up?
Officials said that, well, that would have been more humane, they're thinking. Officials said that while the video that went public is evidence, it captures only a portion of the incident. A full, fair, and objective investigation must include additional investigative steps to ensure admissible evidence as to what occurred prior to the commencement of the video.
Isn't the usual protocol to waterboard them to death?
Maybe it is. I'm not really sure. But a petition calling for the police officer involved to be fired had drawn more than 18,000 signatures.
I've seen state troopers twice. I've seen them, you know, have to put down a deer and they pull out their firearm.
Generally, you use a gun as opposed to we're looking at this video now of them running over it and then backing up and running over it again and so on. So this is under investigation.
Should be done in about 10 minutes.
What else do I have here for you? This one involves a dead animal, too. A dead raccoon found its way into a California McDonald's on Sunday when a man brought the bloody carcass in and placed it on the table.
Is that raccoon promotion still going on?
The hazardous situation unfolded just before 7 a.m., when an unidentified man was caught on Facebook Live, posted by Chris Brooks, sitting alongside the critter in San Francisco. The guy says, this mother effer put that raccoon on the table. He says this in the video.
Jesus.
The video appeared to show an older man with white hair sitting next to the dead raccoon. An employee pointed toward the man who then left the table, abandoning the deceased trash panda, and walked around the store seemingly talking to people. An unidentified man with gloves eventually picked up the animal by its tail and dropped it in a garbage can outside, all the while creating a trail of blood from the table through the store and out into the parking lot.
Is it possible it was his support dead raccoon?
Brooks on the video said, only in San Francisco. Only in mother effing San Francisco.
I left.
San Francisco police officers responded to the scene and engaged with the man. The man didn't meet the criteria to be taken into custody for mental health detention.
Excuse me. I was supposed to meet someone here to purchase a dead raccoon.
And was released at the scene. So.
They had to obviously have to sanitize the entire place.
Yeah. A Jackson, Mississippi grocery store was shut down after six women got into a fight inside the business.
Wow.
I saw the video footage of the aftermath.
Yeah.
There are groceries and hair and blood all over the
place. My God.
Investigators said a security guard was injured when he tried to break up the fight, which was recently reported at a food depot. Witnesses said the women were throwing cantaloupes and produce and hit the guard over the head with a glass bottle of syrup. He was taken away in an ambulance. The women left behind a mess, including torn out hair extensions and broken merchandise. It's unclear if any arrests were made in the incident.
Look at how these women fight.
Oh, I didn't know they had actual footage of it. I didn't see this. Wow.
I mean, brutal.
Absolutely. Well, the whereabouts of a sentimental bandana appeared to be on at the root of a kidnapping case involving three armed men at home.
A sentimental bandana.
That is correct. Deputies responded after a person sent a Facebook message to a friend stating that they were being held hostage by a gunman inside a home. That friend contacted authorities. Deputies arrived to find several victims inside the home along with three suspects, including some people who had hidden in a closet and a man who hid near a shed in the yard, later identified as Cody Alvarez. Deputies said that Alvarez ultimately told him that he was hanging out of the home and believed that someone took his sentimental bandana. Alvarez told deputies he became angry when he couldn't locate the bandana, so he went outside where he met with Kevin Walker and Dylan Smuin. While the various suspects offer differing accounts, the document states that the trio agreed to work together to retrieve the missing sentimental bandana.
It sounds like a 70s pop song.
Alvarez told the authorities that he pulled one of his guns out of the backpack and displayed it to everyone in the room. Alvarez stated that he never pointed the gun at anyone, but made it clear that he wanted his bandana back.
I'm willing to kill someone for my sentimental bandana.
Witnesses told investigators Walker had a pistol and stood in front of the door to prevent anyone from the home in the home from leaving. Smuin was wearing knives on his waist but didn't have a firearm. All three men were arrested. Deputies located a backpack near Alvarez, and inside were two handguns, a scale, methamphetamine, marijuana, unused baggies, cash, and a wallet belonging to Alvarez, and both pistols' serial numbers had been filed off.
And I'll blow up your house if I don't get back my delightful doily.
Dude wanted his sentimental bandana. All right, and we have time for one more story. We'll end with this one out of England. Forget jail, curfews, and community service. The leaders of the people of Bristol believe that they have the solution for tackling crime, and that is to ban grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese sandwiches are the culprit.
Or, as they call them, cheese toasties.
Cheese. They're so adorable over there.
They've been deemed a magnet for antisocial behavior and the gateway to truancy as councils try to stop locals being terrorized by the young. The problem of the cheese toasty crooks came to light when a food van owner applied for a license to operate at the city's Monk's Park. And they are believed to attract, apparently, motorcycle gangs.
Oh, my God.
They've previously been allowed to sell cold food and drinks, but now they've been told they won't be allowed to sell cheese toasties or grilled cheese sandwiches.
We're a British motorcycle gang, and we say nasty words and eat cheese toasties.
Councillor Claire Hiscott also believes that it will lure children into skipping school. She said
skipping school and eating tapioca in the park.
She said it's right next to Orchard School, which is a challenging school that sometimes has a problem with keeping kids in school. They have to have patrols of staff to make sure the kids don't walk off site. The lure of food concession may encourage kids.
Hey, quick question.
To take a little walk.
Have drugs made it over there yet?
You know what? I don't know. People living nearby believe that it could become a magnet for antisocial behavior.
Forget the cheese toasties. I just found cocaine.
So that's what they want to do.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A man led police on a high-speed chase Wednesday across three Southwest Virginia counties, and apparently the pursuit was on his bucket list. According to Sergeant Rick Gartlitz, he said
he always wanted a pursuit.
The man stated his lifelong dream was to run from the police.
Oh, my God.
Dejuan Wilson was arrested and charged with eluding police. More charges could be filed. It was at about 10:30 a.m. A Camaro failed to stop on Interstate 81 after a sheriff's deputy recorded the vehicle speeding in a work zone. State police took over the pursuit. They recorded the vehicle traveling 130 miles an hour.
Jesus.
Yeah. State police cars in front and behind of the Camaro managed to stop on the shoulder. Wilson was taken into custody and no one was injured.
Now number two, burn down hospital.
All right, listen to this. In the ever difficult decision of whether to spend an evening playing the legal version of bumper cars at a local arcade or fair, or heading to a dealership for the illegal one with real cars, law enforcement said four kids in Houston went to the latter this weekend, and it cost a bit more than just some tokens to do it. Four underage boys broke into a CarMax lot.
Oh, my God.
They were caught on surveillance cameras, according to a Facebook page. Constable Mark Herman Post said four suspects were arrested after breaking into the dealership, stealing some keys, and crashing vehicles into other vehicles in the lot. In all, the suspects managed to crash into more than 20 vehicles and caused about $800,000 in damage. Photos from the Post show a Dodge Challenger Scat Pack with the front end ripped off, a Corvette Z06 with a scrape with scrape lines all down the side and busted rearview mirror, a Ford Mustang that looks like it came from a car meet, and Porsche Boxster with a nasty hit to the front end. So they were going after
high-end cars,
the badass cars on the lot, and plenty of other cars that looked like they got into a fight with each other as When deputies arrived, the suspects took off on foot but were later caught and arrested. The life-size game of bumper cars landed them in the juvenile detention center on felony charges of criminal mischief in the first degree. And because the suspects were underage, their names were not released.
When you hear crumbling car metal, doesn't it sort of make you sick in your
throat? Yeah.
It's a sickening sound.
When you hear it and you hear an accident, it's a scary thing because it's just nothing good comes from that. When you're online, you can never quite be sure who you're talking to. An Oklahoma woman whose name has been withheld unwittingly told a gentleman named Cannon Harrison, who is a McIntosh County game warden using the dating app Bumble, that she had, quote, killed a big buck. And the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation game wardens wrote about the incident on Facebook on Sunday after Harrison asked the woman if she had been spotlighting the deer, which is illegal in Oklahoma. You use a bright light to shine on the animal's eyes and it freezes them in their place. She admitted that she had, and then she then sent McIntosh a photo of herself posing with her kill. So he used the picture to find her on social media. The woman and companion pleaded guilty to charges of improper possession of an illegally taken animal and taking game out of season, and they had to pay about $2,500 in fine. So he meant
that's a shoddy trick, the spotlighting.
She was telling the wrong person about it.
Yeah.
If you're a person that has started having aches and pains at age 30, you may want to stop listening now. That's because 86-year-old Betty Godhart of La Jolla, California, has been named the world's oldest trapeze artist.
And have you seen her?
Yeah.
She's in really good shape.
86 years old. The Guinness Book of World Records holder says that she only started taking lessons when she turned 78. And that trying the sport helped her overcome her fears of heights. And she added that she hopes someday that someone can beat out her record. Huh. But she is the oldest at 86. That's pretty wild, man. Let's see here. Taking to Reddit, an anonymous man revealed that he had been cheating on his girlfriend with a colleague, and he planned on breaking up with her to pursue a more serious relationship with the woman he works with. Okay, so he was going to break up with his girlfriend.
All right.
So he could get in with the gal at work. However, on New Year's Eve, he got caught up in the moment and proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, Jesus.
Instead.
Okay. Dumbass.
And he asked on Reddit, proposed to girlfriend whilst drunk on New Year's Eve. Can I cancel and get the ring back? I'm seeing someone else, wanted to break up with her.
Can I cancel?
I bought the ring for a work colleague, wasn't planning to propose until the holiday we planned. It's been posted on my friend's Snapchat, my girlfriend's Facebook page, everywhere. And I saw people proposing, so I wanted to go with the flow.
I don't want to do that.
I proposed. However, the Reddit user later had a change of heart, revealing that he had handed in his four-week notice at work to start afresh and had ended his affair with his work colleague. The man then went on to explain that he's going to marry his girlfriend, and he's known her for longer and didn't want to upset or disappoint his mom.
Which one have I known longer?
Yeah. So.
Which one should I marry, Mommy?
That should work out.
Those are all real right? good motivations yeah. for getting married.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Well, she's got it by like a month and a half.
All right, we'll end with this one. This is terrible. But it's not sickeningly terrible. It's just bad. A California couple desperate for a child found a willing partner in a Virginia woman who no longer wanted her baby. Matt and Laura Trait found a couple from Southern California. They're a couple from Southern California. They were promised that they could adopt a newborn girl from Elizabeth Jones who resides in Virginia. They said, we spent and put every penny into it, Laura said, emotionally and financially invested completely to complete our family. The Trait family created a website called A Sibling for Hudson in hopes of finding another baby. Now, in September 2018, Elizabeth Jones reached out to them and said that she was 5 months pregnant and wanted them to have custody of her child. She said her reason for putting this baby up for adoption was she wanted to focus on her career. The Trait family flew to Virginia in November to finalize adoption plans and then take professional photos with Elizabeth announcing the adoption. They said that they spoke with Jones every day for months after that. And on November 29th, Jones sent Laura Trait a text message that says how much pain she was in and the baby was coming any minute. So Laura and her husband rushed to the hospital to meet Jones. They flew all the way out there and wanted to see the new baby girl. But they said they found Jones sitting in the hospital lobby fully clothed. Another nurse came walking up and said that that must be a common name because there's someone named Elizabeth Jones, but she's not pregnant. Elizabeth Jones admitted she made the whole thing up.
These poor people.
And she isn't sure why.
And she's a dude.
She said, well, that's the $1 million question. I mean, I go to therapy, but we're still trying to figure that out.
I've got to fix me.
She said, I mean, I don't know if I just needed to talk someone to talk to. I don't know.
These poor people are going along for all this, thinking they're finally going to have their family.
Now, listen to the audacity of this. All right. She says that she's sorry for the Trait family, but thinks that the couple should have known that she was fooling him. She said, I think there were red flags. I mean, if I had red flags, I would check them out before I hopped on a plane to meet somebody.
Some people.
Yeah, with the nerve. Both families are now trying to move on. The Trait said that they hope their story will bring big changes in the adoption industry. So she doesn't know why she did it, and she said that they should have known.
Well, they shut off my cable, and I needed some entertainment.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.